United States of America, known as Land of the Free, Home of the Brave, has come to symbolize freedom throughout the world. People from all nations and from all walks of life have called the United States home. The United States has welcomed them with open arms. Indeed, the famed Statue of Liberty is the embodiment of this dream. In New York's public education system alone, its student body represents 145 countries. The United States has a deep affinity with Supreme Master Ching Hai. With her boundless love and compassion, Supreme Master Ching Hai has provided humanitarian assistance to many parts of the United States. In 1993, she sent relief teams to provide financial and material assistance to the victims of the six Midwestern states that were severely affected by heavy rain and flooding. On December 27, 1997, at the benefit concert A Journey Through Ascetic Realms, Supreme Master Ching Hai generously contributed $100,000 each to the Vietnam Children's Fund and the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs. The following year, at another benefit concert, One World of Peace Through Music, she once more contributed generously, with two charity organizations being the recipients of her love. St. Jude Children's Research Hospital received $150,000, and the Starlight Children's Foundation received a check for $100,000. Additionally, in the face of one of the worst human tragedies ever to occur on U.S. soil, on September 11, 2001, Supreme Master Ching Hai responded immediately, sending relief teams from around the country and all over the world to Ground Zero in New York City. Supreme Master Ching Hai's financial contributions amounted to over $300,000 to organizations aiding the victims. To this day, Supreme Master Ching Hai continues to extend her loving compassion to all parts of the U.S., from Virginia, Ohio, Kentucky, and Alabama, to California, Florida, Texas, Hawaii, and other states. We now invite you to listen to the following lecture by Supreme Master Ching Hai entitled Eternal Life, Universal Law in Boston, Massachusetts, USA on October 27, 1989.
I have a problem. I live with a person who is a quadriplegic, and he has a severe disability.
You have a friend like that?
Yeah, and he also suffers from severe alcoholism.
Yes, I understand.
And I'm trying to help him, but it's getting to the point where I really don't know what to do anymore.
Mm-hmm.
It's getting to the point where I'm interfering with his lifestyle because I won't do the things that will help him continue with his drinking, and he's interfering with my lifestyle because he's drinking too much. How do you help somebody like that?
I understand. Yes, that because our human love has a limit, and also our human body and strength also has a limit. It isn't that you have no compassion or love to your friend. It is that you have limited power. Now the world is full of people in similar circumstances, not only your friends.
I don't feel it's right for me to do that for him.
I understand. Well, then you organize some more friends and take turns to help him. It's too much for one person and the whole lifetime. But there aren't any organizations to help in such matter?
Well, there's Alcoholics Anonymous, but most of them aren't accessible and he can't get into them. That's what his main problem is. He drinks too much.
He wants to forget his misery, no?
Well, I imagine that's what it is.
Well, I don't blame him, but tell him that isn't good for him either.
Try to.
What?
I really try. He's got one foot in the grave as it is already, but I think he really has a desire to put the other foot in, too.
The world is full of people like that. Now, if they do not listen to you, then you have to take some a little bit firmer course, yeah? Tell him if he wants help from you, he must behave himself in some positive way.
I've tried that.
Well, but you see,
it's at the point now where I've told him that if he doesn't, I'm going to have to move.
Well, you bring some of my book and tell him to read, see if it helps him. All right?
I'll try. Thank you.
You tell him to pray to God for grace, if he believes in God. If he believes in Buddha, tell him to pray to Buddha. All right?
Yeah.
He has to do it himself and make improvement, not always relying on you. All right?
Thank you.
There is another way to help him is you practice good discipline yourself. And by the way of good energy, will transform him day by day.
If I understand you well, so you said Master Huệ Năng was a Vietnamese born. I thought he's Chinese, right?
Everybody think like that.
No, it doesn't matter to me. It doesn't matter his story, but I never hear it. The first time I hear you say that.
Yeah. You see, where he was born was Lĩnh Nam. Before that, it was Vietnam. And after that, it was cut and joined into the Chinese territory.
Oh.
Yes.
Yeah? Maybe Cao Bằng Lăng.
So he's originally a Vietnamese. Just a geography problem. It's nothing
yeah, but,
more. Also a historical record. We trace back to our history where the Vietnamese map were different for than what it is now. And we know from our history that many other territories belong to Vietnam country. And after that, the Chinese came and they cut some of it as a gift or as their own or our king offered to them the Vietnam map. Was not like this before. Is it not so?
Okay, the second question about my problem. I remember you answered some people over here, when you're angry, you have to control yourself. But how to control it? To my experience, when I'm angry, if I control more, I will be insane. Because too much control, no good. I have to relieve it. I have to get out by exercise or hit the wall or somebody. I feel better.
Right.
So especially when I'm angry, I cannot practice meditation either. I need quiet to practice.
Right.
So I don't know how to control. That's my problem.
I see.
So you have any advice?
Yes. She asked me how to get rid of her anger. Yeah? So I said to her, it isn't a question of getting rid of anger, but it's just to know where to use the anger by enlightenment, by wisdom. Yeah. Of course, now, if we haven't been in a very high enlightened state, we couldn't know where to get angry or where not to get angry. I have told her from another level. I said, if you want to control your anger and to know where to get angry and where not, then you have to be enlightened and wise, and then you know how to use it. I do not say it in everyday life sense, because everyday people just get angry when they get angry. No remedy for that.
Yeah, but I think when I am angry, it's hard for me to ask myself why I am angry.
Because
if I ask myself, so I know more angry, because I have answer already, you know. That's a matter of human being, you know.
Yeah, but that's why I say we have to be wise first. Yeah. Have to get enlightenment. In any case, however you want to regulate your life or to be more successful or to be more wise, you must be wise, you must be enlightened first. That's why it's the need for enlightenment, not because you want to become a Buddha only, but even in every small details of your life, you need enlightenment to settle. That's why I said enlightenment is needed.
So I have a first problem. It's not a question, but I know you have a Catholic and Buddhism background, and you talk today a lot about Buddhism and Christian. Myself, I have deconversion when I was small. I don't like Catholic. I hate Catholic. When I was small, but I never tell to my mother I hate it. So she never had a chance to explain for me, because she used to go to Catholic family, you know, and I go with her. But someday I become a monk, you know. I was a monk, a little monk. But my mother doesn't let me do it anymore, because she don't want I become a monk, you know. So, but after that, after practice meditation, couple months in the Theravada, so I get out, I see everything is good, you know. I don't see any deconversion anymore. Special, I get married with Catholic girl, you know. Yeah, I'm not in Catholic. I think they are religion because they based on belief and worship. They believe like this, nobody can become Buddhist Christ, only him. But in Buddhism, a different way.
Yes.
Everybody can become Buddha. And in Buddhism, we believe after we understand. We believe by explanation. We can call out, we are Buddhism is a religion too, if we based on worship, pray, or something like that, keep the law. But I think more than that, Buddhism is more scientific, a philosophy, and the way of living than a religion. That's my opinion, you know.
Hmm.
And I think Buddha is a different way. We cannot compare Buddha and Jesus Christ, because Jesus Christ is superpower. And nobody can become Joseph Christ, because he is the only God of the Son. And the Catholic and Protestant, they believe on that. And they say nobody can, not a substitute. Nobody can take, but Buddha, anybody can become Buddha.
Right.
Someday become Buddha. To me, you know, I'm Buddhist.
Yes.
I believe in God.
That's good.
And I think my religion may be Catholic.
Well,
I think that's the way, because I believe that. I believe God, and I believe something.
Yes.
And because I learned I spent quite a bit to learn about Buddhism book, you know, and no mention much about God.
Right.
No, we don't.
Now, let me answer you. First, Jesus did not claim that he is the only one. In the Bible, it says very clearly, whatever miracle I do today, whatever deed I do today, you can do even better tomorrow. He even said better. He's so humble. Buddha said everybody can become Buddha, but he said even better, he said, you can do better. So he didn't say, I'm the only one. Also, he said, after I die, do not grieve for me. I will send comforters to you. Now, if you want to send someone to comfort someone for the loss of someone else, then that someone must be more or less equal to that lost person. That means Jesus says, after me, there are others. Before him, there were others. Also, Moses and Elijah, so many prophets. He did not say, I am the only one. But he say, I am the only one as long as he is there. Of course. Of course, he was only one at that time, at that area. Yeah? Just like Buddha when he was born, he had 7 minutes. And he walked 7 steps and he said, I am the only one, the greatest in the universe. Didn't he say so? Huh? Thiên thượng, thiên hạ, duy ngã, độc tôn. Mà con nít mới đẻ ra. He was born only and he says that. What do you think how arrogant he was? He wasn't. He just know who he is. Like Jesus knew he was the Son of God, but he didn't say, I'm the only one. We misunderstand so much the good teaching of the masters, and we fight with each other over our ignorance. Also, there's another thing. Buddha did not mention God. He said something else. It's not necessary that you always say God, God, God. You can say something else. Like the Muslim, they say Allah. Yeah? And then the Taoism, they say Tao. The Buddha say the Anuttara Samyaksam Buddha. Phật Tổ, Vô Thượng Chánh Đẳng Chánh Giác. Anuttara Samyaksam Buddha means the highest Buddha, the highest, the most high. The most high is God in the Christian terminology. It's the most high in Christian terminology. Just different way of using. Now Buddha did not want the people of his time cling to the worn-out conception of the so-called imaginative relative God. Because it doesn't matter how much we imagine, God will be imperfect. If we use our ordinary imagination to think about God, we might not make him perfect enough. So Buddha just wants to break the people's prejudice in order to open up to a new way of thinking for them. Yeah? So Buddha did not want people to cling to that worn-out and preconceived idea. There is only the most high Buddha, the Phật Tổ, the Anuttara Samyaksam Buddha, Anuddhara Tam Miu Tam Bodha. À, như vậy đó là Thượng Đế đó. Huh? See?
I think we cannot and nobody can complete these pursuits of truth here. But we have some custom at Harvard to end the event formally. And in the supreme joy of enlightenment, I know there's no difference between questions and answers or silence and talking. Now, I want to conclude today's occasion by expressing my great impression and excitement to discover this living saint here at Harvard, which logos is veritas, truth, and at the law school where we pursue laws to discover the supreme law here. And I am very grateful to have this occasion initiated by my good friend of mine, Professor and Doctor, great scholar Thavan Thai, and his good wife, and good friends here. I'm very grateful to let us enjoy this great enlightenment and excitement to have these living things. I am extremely impressed by your exciting capacity, blessed by your rich capacity to conduct the good, beautiful, perhaps the most beautiful English lecture I ever heard. And so I wish your capacity of this, your interlinguistic, multi-religious approaches, which can be only handled and conducted by the supreme enlightenment, to bring forth light to the darkness of this era.
Thank you, thank you.
Thank you.
Very kind of you, thank you.
Okay, I have three little questions. The first one is, you said that we all can attain Buddhahood, provided that one is willing to see and to learn, correct? And then you also say that we are all God. Can you explain the irony with these two concepts?
Yes, we were originally, but we forgot, so we have to work again.
Okay.
We'll go back to our memory to find out who we are.
So during our lifetime, we are working towards remembering?
Yes.
Okay, so the second question is directed towards the purpose of dying. Since the living is remembering who we are, what is the purpose of dying?
Because the body is created only for a period of time to use in that period of time. And then when it's worn out, we have to use another, more suitable for the new learning.
Is there a dying in terms of body and also dying of a soul?
No, soul yes. Never dies.
The soul never dies.
Yeah, okay. We just change the clothes, just like you wear today the clothes, blue. But you wear it 2 days and it get dirty. Now what do? Get it washed. Or maybe it's too worn out, you throw away, you wear a new one. That's all. We just change the body, change the clothes.
Do we have control in what we want? You talked about karma. Do we have control in what we want to be the next life? Or is this a retribution
Understand.
In terms of someone tells you who you're going to be?
Nobody tell you who you're going to be. It's your own action, and the fruits thereof tells you where you're going to be. If you want to control your next life incarnation, you have to have wisdom. Through the process of finding back your own path, yeah? And regain your own greatest wisdom and strength. And then you can control. Now we are very weak.
Hmm? So we have consciousness and control even when we are dead?
Yes, yes. But not controlling power if we are not enlightened. Hmm? We want to have control again, then we have to be great.
Have you experienced death? Or do you remember a death experience?
Well, I can die every day.
How do you mean?
Well, I die and I come back.
Can I do that?
You can. I will teach you how. I think St. Paul or someone say, I die daily. It's when you are in Samadhi, you can sever the tie
maybe
with this word.
Cleansing, dying.
No, not that only. Physically.
Physically die.
Yeah. You sever the tie and the connection with the world. That's when you die. But when you come back, you reconnect again.
Why do you want to die so many times?
I do not want to die. I just have to die in order to live.
Okay.
Yeah?
When you say die, all the time you are in true meditation,
yes, that's right. You sever the connection with the physical world for a while. Or maybe half day, maybe many hours, and then come back and resume our work again. Because we're not yet in the time to die. We must go back and finish our job here. And when the time comes, we truly sever the connection and never come back if we don't want to. If we want to, we can come back again. Do good work for humanity. But we can control our destiny, understand? It's different. And we know what we're doing then.
I have a lot of problem with interact with the world and everything.
Yes.
But most difficult one I have experienced in life to forgive people. I mean, if somebody lied to me, I cannot believe anymore. Do you have any advice about this problem?
It is not your fault, but then we must think sometimes in a positive way. Otherwise, people do err sometimes. People do make mistakes. And by forgiving them and trusting them again, you give them a chance to renovate their character and teach them a good lesson, that to be positive and to be truthful. It's better than just accusing their past mistake. You will show them a good chance, a good a positive result from being truthful. Give them a chance. Yeah, people do make mistakes, but they will change.
It's true, and I understand that, but it's so difficult. I don't know how.
Oh. Well, then let people have to prove to you what kind of lie is so bad. What is it that's so bad?
Well,
jealousy? Husband?
No, in general.
In general?
Yes. Right now I speak of a precise problem, but
yeah.
Through my life, when I was a child, if somebody lied, it's almost impossible to believe once more to this person.
Mm. It is because of your love of truthfulness. And actually, we all have to love the truth. That's correct. But do allow people to grow through their mistake. It's all right to ignore him or to disbelieve him for a while. Let them learn the lesson. But then give them a chance also. You will find that they will learn from that. And they change. Not everybody go on lying all their life. It's not so. People do change. Yeah? By being truthful to yourself, yeah, you'll be positive in yourself. Mm-hmm. You have to let everyone grow the way they want. Just do not have to do serious business with them, that's all right. Okay?
I understand, thank you.
Welcome. I know it's hard, but you see, as we love truthfulness, there are some who love untruth. We have to allow that. But do not be angry. It's only make yourself ill. Mm-hmm. Just allow them to grow like that. In the garden, there are roses, there are tulips, and there are weeds. There are also the grass, because the garden is very great. If you cover all with flowers, it's also not that beautiful. Yeah? So there are some grasses you plant here and there. Even though grass is very valueless, but it covers some dirty spot and make it green and good for our eyes. Just allow everything to grow. If you do not believe in that person, then do not need to do serious business with them, but have friendship all the while. Yeah? Just don't let yourself be cheated, but forgive. Forgive we must. Yeah? Otherwise people will have no chance to show their repentance and their good doing afterward. Hmm? Everyone make mistake. Okay?
We are the children of God. But why most of us get lost in this miserable world?
Because we forget who we are. Hmm? If you want to return, then I will show you the way. Do not need to always ask why. There is a way to go back, then just go. Hmm?
The next question actually you answered already is how can we go back to the kingdom of the God?
Well, I'll show you at the time of initiation. But also by virtuous living, respecting the commandment.
Do you have a self-teaching method for enlightenment or for seeing, knowing Buddha nature without asking for grace from a master?
Mm. Well, actually, what I will show you is a self-teaching method. Your own Buddha will get up and teach you. Your own God will get up and teach you. But first, I must show you how to wake up that God or that Buddha within yourself. That is the greatest teacher. Hmm? The kingdom of God within or the Buddha inside you. That is a great teacher, not I. But I just know how to wake him up and to introduce you to him. Tell him to get up and do the work, right? That's all my job is. I have woken up my own. And if you know already how to wake up yours, that's good. That's fine. Congratulate you. If you don't know, let me help. If you want to. It is all free of condition. Just if you like to. If you like to know where your Buddha is, your kingdom of God is, then I have the way. If you already know it, it's all right.
What do you think of the relation between quantum mechanics and same principle of Buddhism?
Now you see, this only confirm the Buddhist discovery about a different level of consciousness. You see, you can say that energy, or you can say the different plane of existence, but then what the science has discovered, only the matter, you know. Even they discover only the energy as matter, not the flexible intelligence behind the energies. Therefore, it is a little different here. People use energy as a mean to sustain our life and to make more comfort to our lives. But they did not know behind the energies there is flexible intelligence, wisdom. What we know by method of science is too little compared to what the Buddhas know or what Christ knows. That's all there is, yeah? But science has helped our life very much and have helped to prove many theories in Buddhism and Christianity.
Appreciate your kind presence on today's Words of Wisdom. Please join us again tomorrow, for we are always with God every day by Supreme Master Ching Hai. And now, please stay tuned for music and poetry coming up next on Supreme Master Television right after Noteworthy News. May your spirit be immersed in God's unconditional and healing love.